touch with us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Borsal Common Radio.
Hi there, how are you doing? It's Chris Busby here, playing you some great tracks from the 1970s over the next hour. This is Van McCoy. The Hustle from Van McCoy. Back in the days when instrumentals tended to be hits, much more so than now, that's a disco song from Van McCoy and the Soul City Symphony. It's hard to say that. It went to number one in the US, and it was a seller of over a million copies. Also number three in the UK. Let's hear a bit of Fleetwood Mac.
Loving you isn't the right thing. Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac and Go Your Own Way. So how good are you at spotting which member of Fleetwood Mac is singing each of their tracks? That was Lindsey Buckingham who wrote and sung that one. It was their first top 10 hit in the US, and it was also the first single off that legendary album, Rumours, from 1977. Hello to fellow presenter Steve Lee, if you're listening. I know this is a favourite of his. It's Leo Sayer.
Thank you.
That's Leo Sayer, Thunder in My Heart. Due to play Solihull Fest is Leo Sayer, summer 2025. He launched his career in the early 70s and his first seven UK singles reached the top 10. Not bad, eh? I really love that. The Doobie Brothers, what a fool believes. They started out in San Jose in California, and they're known for their vocal harmonies, as you can tell. Michael McDonald, probably the best known member, I would say. Hope you enjoyed that. Oh, let's catch a train, a midnight train.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world. The world he left behind. Not so long. Said he's going back
to find.
star, but he didn't get far.
But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true.
To BC Radio, it's Chris Busby here playing some tunes from the 1970s. Thanks for joining us, hope you're doing okay. Midnight Train to Georgia, Gladys Knight and the Pips. It was their second release after they left Motown Records. The song's written by somebody called Jim Weatherly, and it's their first single that got to the top of the Billboard Top 100.
Send me.
Supertramp, the logical song that was released as the lead single from their album Breakfast in America. We're in March 79. And do you remember the dance version of that song? Less said the better.
For the community, by the community, this is BCR.
Thank you. waiting for the gift of sound and vision.
And that's David Bowie, Sound and Vision, following Complex from Gary Numan, a song that's not played on the radio enough, which is where BCR comes to the rescue. This one from David Bowie, January 1977. You find it on his 11th studio album, Low. And, well, I think I fancy a hot chocolate. Okay, I'm sorry for the cheesy DJ links. There was no need for that. Chocolate, So You Win Again. I love hot chocolate. They were big in the 70s and the 80s. Errol Brown singing, and the band were formed by him and Tony Wilson. There's a great stat about hot chocolate that they had at least one hit every year on the UK singles chart from 1970 to 1984. Pretty good, eh? I think this band did okay as well. We'll be right back. Think it gets old, that song. Love it. 4 weeks at number one in November 1977. ABBA from their album called ABBA the Album. So you're listening to BC Radio, and it's Chris Busby, and I'm playing songs from the 1970s.
What's the name of the game?
Thank you for joining us on BCR, and we have got more 70s tracks coming up. You might notice I have a bit of a tendency towards the end of the decade, because it was when I was first getting into music.
Your number one local radio. This is BCR.
Checks over hip and If on the road and you don't follow the road, Troy, see me in my pants and tee. See me in my after-back. Send me be a heart-to-back.
That's Althea and Donna to Uptown Top Ranking. Althea Forrest and Donna Reed. From Jamaica. They were 17 and 18 years old, respectively, when that surprised everybody by getting to number one in February 1978. Great tune, absolutely love it. And here's another one, Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are.
Don't go changing to try and please me. Never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come. Mm-hmm. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. Mm-hmm. You always have my unspoken passion. Although I might not seem to care, I don't want clever conversation. Never want to work. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be the same old someone that I knew. I promise from the heart. Mm-hmm. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Baby. I can talk to. I want you just the way you are.
Billy Joel, Just the Way You Are. Love that. And I saw Billy Joel live some years ago, and he was talking about that song which he wrote about, I think, his then wife, Christie Brinkley. And he said, I don't perform it anymore because they'd split up. And instead he was going, she took the house, the cat, the car. So and I just was looking at set lists while I was playing that for Billy Joel, who, of course, is still performing regularly. And I haven't seen that on the set list for a very long time. Still doesn't play it, I think. Okay, we're in that late 70s zone on BCR. Rolls Royce.
You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore. When you lived inside of me, there was nothing I could conceive that you wouldn't do. You change that right away, baby. You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Just a vacancy. Love don't live here anymore.
Thanks for joining me today. It's Chris Busby on BCR playing tracks from the 1970s, and I'm thoroughly enjoying doing it. Rolls Royce, Love Don't Live Here Anymore. That song's been covered by quite a lot of artists. So Madonna had a version on her Like a Virgin album in 84. Billy Idol's covered it, Faith Evans, and you'll, I'm sure, remember Jimmy Nail's version. The song was written by Miles Gregory. And it was apparently that he wrote it when he was undergoing medical care for deteriorating physical health, and that was the inspiration behind the song. Okay. Same period of time, similar period of time. This is Dollar, Shooting Star.
Thank you.
That's Dollar, who comprised of Teresa Bazaar and David Van Day. They met when they were 17 years old, when they successfully auditioned for the pop act Guys and Dolls. They were romantically involved, and they were eventually asked to leave the group Guys and Dolls. And they got together as Dollar, and they went on to have a lot of success. That was their first single, Shooting Star, from 1978. It had a very slow climb and eventually got to number 14 in the charts, and I still love it today. Kate Bush is next with Wow. Bush, you hear songs like that and you think, oh, it must have been top five. And back in those days, not necessarily. It's such a classic song, but it peaked at number 14 back in 1979, the second single from her second album, Lionheart. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's time to go, and we've got one more song, and it's a classic. It's Neil Diamond, Forever in Blue Jeans.
Bye.
The legendary Neil Diamond finishing yourself there forever in blue jeans. Take care now. See you soon.
Keep in touch with us on Facebook, X, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Borsal Common Radio.